Let's live rent free.
That's right. Second edition of Rent Free here on the Sweet Spot. Last week had a lot of fun. All those things sort of clanking around our brains, P1s. And if you want to add something to the pile, rentfree1310@gmail.com. If we don't get to it today, we will get to it in the future, rest assured. In fact, we had a few trickle in during the break. We will get to those probably next week.
As long as they're good. If they suck, we're not going to get to them.
I do want to start with the crew. So me and you, Mino and Monty, we had some rent-free things last week. Let's go to the newsroom and check in with Lando and what lives rent-free in the brain of our newsman.
Thank you, Sean.
Porn.
Porn, obviously. I have two of them that have been living in my head rent-free recently. One is very much Ticket. The other is Ticket adjacent. Mm. First one is full-on Ticket. We just went through the holidays, and this is probably one of my favorite characters. Well, this is how I annoyed my family members over Christmas.
Marshmallow.
You have a pretty good little creeper.
We are.
Pretty
yeah.
good, yeah, so far. It's very early.
Yeah.
I hope everyone have a happy Christmas.
Thank you.
Remember,
happy Christmas.
P1s, I'll be visiting everyone's home and leaving you all the gifts of my dung this Christmas Eve.
Oh, God.
So
very nice.
Christmas.
Yes, happy Quibma to everyone.
You make Gordon follow you around everywhere?
Yes. Damn. Believe me, if my dad's the only one in my family that listens to the Ticket, so everyone else was completely confused.
You know, there's hundreds of P1s that say crib mom.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny with us in our circle of friends, who are pretty much all P1s. You can do Ticket lingo and say Chrisma, or even like wheels off. Like, yeah. We say wheels off all the time, which is a Ticket thing. If you say that around extended family who live out of state, they might say wheels off. Okay, well, I haven't heard that one.
My wife will use that while teaching. She'll describe something as wheels off to her students.
Like, what? Okay.
Then my other one is Ticket adjacent. And it is Ticket adjacent because you hear it on every freaking commercial break of an NFL game. Mm. And it's from a certain restaurant. And it reminds me of this Ticket segment intro.
Scandals, murders, escape creatures, students that have sex with teachers. Interesting local features happening today. Community. Quick hits, people.
They're screwed. I say that every single time that commercial comes on.
Yeah, I'll wake up in the morning just the Community Quick Hits song.
Me
and
too.
I don't even hear the Burger King one anymore.
It's because it's not on enough. It's on all the time.
Well, good. Five years into that campaign, they've been doing that
for a while.
Do you remember the mini sirloin burgers commercial from the early 2000s?
Yes.
So that's where they got the Yippee-Ki-Yay Community Quick Hits one. And there's a lot of people that have never seen that commercial, and they would just hear that open. And I think we played the commercial one day, and I forget who it was, like, oh my gosh. That was actually song. That's from a commercial. So there's going to be a day 20 years from now when we're still playing that open and nobody has any context of the jingle that's played every single commercial break.
Well, for now, it's rent-free in my head.
I love it. Same here.
So we got a follow-up from last week. The thing that lives rent-free in my head was the A1 Bold commercial where the Italian guy is saying, it gets you here, and it gets you right here.
It gets you here, and it gets you right here.
As he's pointing to different parts of his neck because I guess it's so spicy that that's where he feels it. P1 Jordan emailed and said, the A1 commercial, it gets you here and gets you right here, has lived in my and all four of my brother's heads for now over 30 years. We say it regularly amongst each other. But in the now 30 years since the greatness that first graced our TVs, only once has someone in the wild actually caught the reference, which I've dropped in a conversation. So imagine my excitement when to hear that on my favorite radio show absolutely made my day. The other commercial from that era that's also stuck in his head rent-free is this from 1994, and I guarantee you a lot of people have this one in their brain.
This cream cheese dip will win first prize with my secret ingredient. Pace picante sauce ain't no secret. I use Pace in the queso dip. Just add Pace to Velveeta cheese spread and microwave.
Shoot, Pace picante sauce will loaden up any dip. I got a secret ingredient. That stuff made in New York City.
New York City.
Pick up your party dips. Pick up the Pace.
That's one secret you ought to keep the lid on.
And Jordan says, and to this day, I'll drop an accented New York City in any casual conversation.
That's one that...
One secret you ought to check the lid on.
That's a crazy laugh at the end.
Man, that one had a run, too. Mm-hmm. That was pretty much the entire 90s, the New York City thing.
Yes. P1 Phil, this is a quick one. I can't hear or see the word precipice without adding,
of course,
if that's even a word. I think as far as things that have like penetrated like P1's brains, that and the onus or the anus is
precipice?
Probably near the top of the pyramid.
Cannot,
the anus?
Cannot hear onus without chuckling and just thinking anus.
I've done that at my other job a few times, and I've done it like without thinking. And my boss will literally like be like, why are you saying anus?
The anus.
Like, I kind of just completely got rid of the word onus out of my brain, and now it's all anus all the time.
There's got to be someone out there not familiar with the ticket that sees the word onus and giggles because it looks and sounds so much like anus.
Yeah.
Not the sound that it makes.
They both start with a vowel.
Yes.
And they have the next three letters the exact same.
Like, you have a lot of onus on you to do it's. You just have to laugh.
Oh, man.
So funny.
So this one's a little bit more random. This isn't a mainstream, not even a drop really, but P1 Kirk in Virginia sends, sweet spot. I've been a P1 since 2002. My entry to ticket listening was the Daily Muse in the News segment with the Courage Boys. In October 2004, Tiger Woods famously got married to lovely Elin Norgren. Gordo reported on the story. To this day, I still remember Craig's reaction to it was that Elin looks so, so, so clean and so pure down there. This moment was never a ticket drop. However, from that day forward, whenever I see a young, hot, beautiful woman, I've got Craig's voice in my head uttering those same words to describe Elin. It has lived rent-free in my head ever since. Keep grinding. Kirk in Virginia.
That is a deep one right there.
Yes.
I like it.
I don't remember that music.
I don't
news.
Either.
Pure down there.
So
he
clean,
said so pure,
pure,
and he probably like let it hang for a little bit and then said down there. It's a different time.
I love it.
Different time. Yes. Different era here on the ticket.
I'm going to walk up to a girl at a bar and be like,
that'd be the day.
Yeah. I don't have the will to do
it. Lower the music on yourself.
So this one I debated even issuing, but P1 Adam sent this in last week, and I don't understand exactly what he's trying to say, so maybe you guys can help me out. Maybe I'm missing something here. He says, my dad told me years ago when you pull into a Sonic drive-in, if you park on the same side as you pull in, you're gay.
Okay.
He passed away 15 years ago.
R.I.P.
But every time I pull into a Sonic, I always think about it. I don't understand. I need to see a map as to where you're pulling in. Are you whipping around the whole, like,
I think that's what
thing?
He's referring to, because you usually drive in, like, a circle.
Yeah.
So if you park on the side that you go in on, that half of it.
And it's not
and
angled.
I haven't heard this one before.
But it's not angled to easily park. You sometimes need to go around so you can easily park to where your driver's side is next to the little,
Well, they're all going to be like that, because it's in a, you know, a one-way drive usually is how Sonic is. So I guess he's saying if you, right when you pull into the parking lot, that's the one you go to instead of going all the way around.
Why does it make me gay?
I don't know. It's like the ear piercing bit. Was it the right ear? Was the gay ear?
I always heard it was the left.
The left ear?
Yeah.
At our school,
no,
I think it was the, I don't know.
But
just get them both done so you,
but now,
avoid
just want an ocean
controversy.
Water. Why is my sexual orientation in question here?
But am I going to question myself when I want to go get a, you know, nice cherry limeade or
have to Google this
Sonic Blast?
Is that something that like if you're looking for a gay hookup and you walk to Sonic, are you
it's
looking
like
for the
your foot under the stall?
Yeah, are you looking for the people parked on the right
Ooh,
side of the
dude,
parking lot?
Yeah, that dude just pulled in.
Like, all right,
you back in Reverchon and you flash your lights,
mush it on the window.
Hey man, what's up?
That's right.
He's gay.
The Hey What's Up Man Rodeo. Okay, this is from P1 Krylo Kryn.
Is that a Jedi villain?
I guess. I don't know. The nails on the chalkboard that goes through my ears straight to my brain. When Corby and Davey do E! News, they pronounce Zendaya as Zendaya. Dudes, she even made a YouTube video on the fact that everyone pronounces her name wrong and how to say it properly. Every time they say it wrong, I lose an hour of sleep when I try to go to bed that night thinking about it, living rent-free in his brain.
She seems so, so clean.
Pure.
Down there.
Up until a couple months ago, I thought it was Zendaya. And it kind of sounds better.
It sounds right.
Zendaya, it's tougher to say.
But she, as he said, put out a YouTube video trying to set everybody straight.
My name is not Zendaya. My name is Zendaya.
Hey, I'm Zendaya from Shake It Up.
Hey, what's up? It's Zendaya from Casey Undercover.
I'm Zendaya, and this is who I am.
Zendaya. Z-E-N-Z-E-N-D-A-Y-D-A-A.
Hey, GQ, I'm Zendaya, and I'm going undercover on the internet.
I'm Zendaya.
Again, one more time. Zendaya.
And I guess she's been around in like
she was
for a while.
Disney kid or something.
I don't remember
her.
With
DQ?
Dan Quinn?
Like Dairy Queen?
No, GQ. Idiot.
Oh.
It was Dan Quinn.
I just thought she was, said DQ.
She was
I'd watch that interview.
For a quality control.
Like,
coach.
Is she gonna
hey, here's your Blizzard.
Check my Blizzard.
They're talking cover three.
She's great. I think she's very talented. She's a good actress. She can sing. She can act. When I first heard about her, and it's just the one name. It feels a little much to just go by one name. You're not Prince. You're
one
not,
name.
Or, yeah, what are or you, Seal? So if it's... What's her last name? Stormer. Coleman. Okay. Zendaya Coleman.
All right.
That's cool.
Sounds like
right?
a good name.
To just go by Zendaya when you're 13 years old.
Her name...
That's pretty bold.
And Wonder Woman's name trip people up the most. Because her name is... Everyone wants to go Godot. Mm-hmm.
Is it Godot or
it's
Godot?
It's technically Godot.
Godot?
That's what she said.
So okay.
It's not Godot or Godot. It's Godot.
Hmm.
Speaking of name pronunciations, watching the new show American Primeval on Netflix.
I'm about to start that tonight, I think.
So the BYU, and this is something that lives rent-free in my head, is the pronunciation of Brigham Young. And in the show, they pronounce the name Brigham Young and not Brigham Young. So there's no N in the first name, but they still pronounce it Brigham Young.
Okay. Now we have drops.
So maybe he was right.
Maybe. And I don't know if this is necessarily what we're looking for, but I did want to share this because P1 Kelly was nice enough to share this. Sweet spot. I'll be 64 this year.
Nice.
I make a six-figure salary.
Nice.
But during COVID, I took 9 months off to take care of my mom, who had Alzheimer's. Mm. I spent what I had saved for retirement. I can't save anything because my 24-year-old autistic daughter can't find a job. I'm tired of working. I've worked since 14 years old. Please find me a tall, wealthy man, preferably younger, maybe 60. I'll settle for 67. I'll settle for winning lottery numbers. That was not about the Cold War, and I don't use a wheelchair. Love, Kelly. I don't know if we can help you there, Kelly, but if anybody's in their 60s and wants to take her away from all this, you know where to go.
Yeah.
I'll throw a nub on her if she wants.
All right.
Rent-free 1310.
That's right.
What if we just change this segment to P1 matchmaking? We could do that.
It'll evolve at some point, right?
Yeah, we could just...
Why not?
Set P1s up with each other. Looking for love.
Yeah, we could maybe do a whole like Valentine's special.
Okay, we could do this.
On taint.
Well, there's another edition of Rent Free. Thank you so much, P1s. Again, rentfree1310@gmail.com.